Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got?
This right here is, it's called bed bugs. Bed bugs.
Ew.
Mm-hmm. That's a deal breaker for me. Bed bugs right here. Let's go, cat dog, if you would.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to speak to Shanice. She's not here right now. I'm going to take a message. Do you know when she's coming back? Nah, is this a business call or something? Nah, this personal. I need to talk to her immediately. Nah, you need to talk to me. This a man. Who is this? This is Brandon. Who are you? I'm Ernest, man, but how do you know Shanice?
I got a bit of a situation here, man, and it's basically a financial situation that I'm owed some money from her. So I kind of need to talk to her about getting this money. It's totally disrupted my whole apartment, and I need to actually see about talking to her about getting this whole problem taken care of.
What's the situation? What's going on?
I mean, I'm basically right now I'm $2,500 in the rears due to Shanice, and I need to see if she's going to be able to pay me for the situation or what, you know.
Do my girl owe you money?
She owes me $2,500.
$2,500 for what? I don't even know who you are, first of all. So what's up with the $2,500?
Man, first of all, my name is Brandon. Okay? And I've been knowing Shanice probably for the last 3 or 4 months now. Okay? So here you want to know it all in a nutshell is like this. Shanice been coming through, okay, for the last 3 or 4 months, been coming over here to my spot, to my apartment, hanging out. I'm just now finding out within the last 2 weeks, I had to get rid of my couch. I had to get rid of my mattresses. Because
your mattress,
because it's bed
your mattress.
Bugs.
Wait a minute, dude. So you trying to tell me she was in your bed?
Yeah, she's been in my bed, dude.
She's been in your bed. Are you crazy?
Hey man,
come
hey,
on
man.
Now, dude.
Listen,
you know,
hey, dude, the problem is
right
not
now.
Where
you
she's
talking about $2,500.
The problem is
you talking about $2,500. You talking about my girl was in your bed. Now we're not even gonna get into that. You understand what I'm saying? But that $2,500, you can forget about it.
No. Hold up.
First of all, you calling here, and here is dude answer the phone, and you still got the ad for her, and then go tell me about some $2,500 about some mattress?
Dude, I'm out. My mattresses, man, are $1,000, a full of bed bugs. I had to throw that away.
Man, I'm not worried about no damn mattress, dude. You talking about my girl. We've been together for 4 years. I'm about to pop the question on her, and you want to sit there and talk about she been hanging with you or kicking with you for the last 4 months. It's about to be over in a minute.
Dude, if you want to marry Shanice, cool. I don't care nothing about that.
Nah, hey, don't even worry about that now. Put you on my phone talking about some damn mattress, man. That's a problem, dude. I ain't worried about no damn mattress.
I ain't got no mattress right now.
You calling mine?
I do not have a mattress right now, nor do I have a couch. Do you understand the problem that brings to me?
I don't care about your mattress or couch, dude. I don't care nothing about that. Your name, you say your name Brandon?
I'm Brandon, yes.
Yeah, Brandon, okay. Don't worry about it, Brandon, because you're going to find me real soon. Don't let me find you before you find me, though. You understand what I'm saying, don't you?
No, you can have
them bed bugs and that mattress or whatever. Answer these for all I care. But what I'm saying is, you talking about some bed bugs. Ain't no bed bugs over here.
Okay, so where's she getting the bed bugs from? She done brought them over here to my place.
I don't care nothing about it. She ain't bring nothing over there, first of all. But that ain't even a problem right now.
Dude, you ain't had nobody else over here.
Don't worry about who you had over there, but you don't call here talking about no money. You ain't getting nothing from here.
Okay, first of all, dude, check this out. I don't have a problem with you, okay? Me and you cool.
We already got a problem. You calling me talking about you been sleeping with my girl.
Hey, dog, I'm going to say it again. Me and you cool, dog. We cool.
We not cool. First of all, I'm going to handle Shanice myself. I'm going to handle you later.
What you talking about? You gonna handle me?
I'ma handle you later. You want a mattress, right?
Hey, dude, do. You go ahead and marry Shanice. I ain't got nothing to do with that. My problem is getting my money back, man, for the property of mine that she has ruined, man.
Don't worry about that. I'm going to get you a mattress. Don't worry about that. It's going to be a casket wrapped around that though.
Hey, dude, why are you sitting here creating the drama with me when me and you, we ain't even the problem. The problem is Shanice.
The problem is you picked up your phone and you called here. That's the problem.
Okay,
you got two problems. You ain't got no couch. You ain't got no mattress. Now you got a dude after you. You understand what I'm saying?
You know what? I can't talk to you. When does Shanice get home, man?
Don't worry about when Shanice get home.
Okay.
What you need to worry about is when I find you.
Okay, so when would you gonna have my money then when you find me? Because I need my money.
Yeah, I'm gonna have your money. I'm gonna have your mattress too. Please understand, you're gonna be resting real well.
Okay, so let me ask you this here, man. Shanice bring bed bugs over to my house, leave them all in my mattress, leave them all on my couch where I gotta throw my stuff away. Where I'm wrong at, man? Where I'm wrong?
I'm gonna ask you straight up. Did you know she had a man?
Say what?
Did you know she had a man?
But, I mean, kind of, sort of, but not really, though.
Ain't no kind of, sort of, man. Either you know she got a man or she don't got a man. You knew she had a man, right? And you still went and did it, right?
Hey, dog, I ain't got nothing to do with y'all, man. I'm dealing with these bed bugs. You understand what I'm saying?
Dude, do you understand you messing up a four-year relationship? You know how much time I put in with this woman?
Four years.
We about to get married. And you calling here with this...
When are y'all supposed to get married?
Don't worry about when we supposed to get married, man. You messed that all up. What I'm trying to explain to you is, dude, you calling here on some bed bug, which I know she ain't got nothing to do with, but the fact that you told me that she was over your house, in your bed, that's over. It's over now. You understand what I'm saying? Now, when she get home, I'm going to deal with that. You understand what I'm saying? That's going to get dealt with. I'm walking up out of here. But when I leave here, please believe my next stop is to come find your... First of all, how did you get the number to this apartment? That's what I want to know.
Hey, dude, she gave me both numbers, the cell phone number and the house number, and told me, you know, if it's an emergency, call the house.
Okay, and this is an emergency?
Yeah, this is an emergency. Learn
another emergency number. Learn 911, because when I come knocking on your door, either you come out and you handle it, or you better call the cops. You understand what I'm trying to tell you?
Hey, man, do you think Tommy will pay for the bed bugs?
Who is Tommy?
I'm just saying, do you think Tommy will pay for the bed bugs?
Who the f*** is Tommy?
Tommy, dog. Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Ernest, you just got pranked by your girl Shanice.
Man. Y'all. Who the f***?
You all right, man?
Boy, well, it was over. It was over. You understand what I'm telling you? It was over.
Come on here. Come on. Bed bugs, let's go. Keeping it stupid. Uh-oh, it's getting tight up in Baltimore. Yes, it's getting real tight, baby. That's right. Friday and Saturday at the Comedy Factory, getting real tight. We almost just a few more to go. And I can say them famous words, we getting tight. So, back by popular demand, I will be there at the Comedy Factory. Got a few tickets left. The nephew is coming to town. That's two Friday and two Saturday at the Comedy Factory this weekend. All right, Tommy just added this right here. This is going to be good. This is going to be real good. This is an evening. An evening with Nephew Tommy, May 10th and 11th, West Palm Beach, Florida. You understand? That is Mother's Day weekend, West Palm Beach, Florida. Two nights, that is May 10th, May 11th. That's my daddy's birthday, May 10th. May 10th, May 11th, at the Rinker Playhouse at the Kravis Center. Oh, my God. The nephew is stepping up in some beautiful, beautiful playhouses. Oh, my God. It's an evening with Nephew Tommy. Boy, I'm starting to sound like I'm classy now. Lord have mercy. This boy is just, you know, I am so proud. When I step outside and look at me, I am so proud of me.
When
I have
you
come
do
a
what?
Long way.
When
I step
what?
Outside
what
of
happened?
Me and look at, when I step outside of me and look at me, I really like what me is doing.
Oh, like
I
that's really normal. Do. Like you got to do with us for asking.
Oh.
Come on, Uncle Steve, help us.
I like
help
what
him.
I see me doing. It's okay, yeah. Mother's Day weekend, the nephew will be in West Palm Beach, Florida. Tickets are on sale right now, two Friday, two Saturday. What, me?
Look at your uncle's face.
Let me ask you something, Tommy. When you step out yourself to see you, how far away do you have to walk?
Oh, I'll be right there. I'll be right there on me. I'll be right there.
All right, nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.